Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Surely it's not surprising that 95% of Irish adults panic clean before guests arrive. This is research from the Brillo Cleaning Culture Report, and it really details how panic cleaning is almost universal in Ireland. Laura De Barra is the gaff goddess. Laura's with me here on the line today. Surely everybody in the country is in this situation, Laura. It's all about getting the duster out and a big panic cleanup operation before anyone knocks at the front door.
Yeah, and I think, you know, panic cleaning with guests, a lot of it is actually to do with pride for our homes and also respect for the guests. So I feel like Irish people are great hosts. They have a lot of empathy when it comes to people coming over. So they're almost cleaning for the guests to feel more comfortable, but it can lead to a lot of panic if you don't enjoy cleaning and you don't clean often, if it's not part of your routine.
Does this mean we're living then in a constant state of filth the other days of the year then?
I think what it usually is that people will clean and arrange their house in a way that they don't necessarily have everything. Not everybody, but like they don't have it to that standard every single day. Or there's little small things in our home that we won't realize are like odors and things like that when people are coming over, that are actually things that you need to keep on top of regularly and really easily in order to kind of keep it easier to make it the way you want it when people come over.
Yeah, surely the kind of the hidden press, you know, or drawer or the bag of clutter that you can dump everything into and throw away out of sight. Like, that has to be one of the most universal traits we all have.
I would say so. Like, I love cleaning, and I have friends that have like, oh my, I love it. But also I think about it, like, as in I like to tackle things in a very specific way. I'm like, what's my intention behind cleaning this? Is it to spend time cleaning or to get it really clean really quickly? Like, am I using a product that has like a promise on it of 30 seconds to clean something? Or am I using something that's taking overnight so I can see this effect, etc. But I have friends who are like, live really minimally, but they all have a crap drawer or a big cupboard or even a spare room or something where they just fling things in and they don't think about it. It's totally normal. I think like our lives are busy, and I think lockdown's changed how we use our spaces, see our spaces, and the pressure I don't think should be there. But I think if it is something you think about, you panic about, and it puts pressure on you, there are ways to not. I think we think of cleaning, it's like you've got to get an apron on, you've got to spend the day doing it, you've got to do this. Some people aren't into that. Like, friends of mine will be like, oh, I've bought a house, I'm moving in, I want to keep on top of cleaning, like what should I do? And I'll be like, get products that just do the work. Like, just get things. You don't have to just.
So the products make that much of a difference?
It depends on what you go for. I'm very into like, it has to, like, if you don't match the product to the task, sometimes you'll be kind of taken over by the way something looks, or you might be used to buying it because your mum buys it. But like a prime example would be like the grease cleaner, the Brillo one that's in this range. That can clean so many different things because grease is in so many different areas in our home. And like the extractor fan, for example, most people don't clean it, but I can smell if someone hasn't cleaned their extractor fan at the front door.
Really?
Because, well, I worked in cleaning properties and development and stuff for years. So when we're buying and stuff, I can tell, oh, that hasn't been cleaned in however long, just because it's a specific smell that you're heating up every time you cook. But like, if you don't want to sit and scrub that, you just use a spray that removes it in a few minutes. So I think we put too much pressure on people to be a cleaner and be a cleaning type of person. Yeah. You can still have the home the way you want it to look without having to be a slave to cleaning. You know, you can actually say, do you know what? I don't want to scrub. I just want to spray, you know, or I don't want to have an odor in my home all the time, but I don't want to use, you know, like a spray in the room or a candle or whatever. You can actually just clean the grease off the extractor really quickly and easily.
You're the first person I've ever heard actually say that you enjoy cleaning, that it's not something that's a chore, you know, that you do
like
it because
when it's quick.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to do it for hours. Like, I'm busy and I'd rather be having a martini and talking to my friends. You know what I mean? So like, it's not as if I'm like, sorry, I'm not coming out tonight, I'm cleaning. I like the way my home feels like when it's clean. I'm into it. It's part of my work. It's part of my job. I'm curious about it. I love understanding how the home works. And if I clean certain things, they'll last for longer, like cleaning your drains, cleaning your oven. But I do not like doing big cleans. Like, I hate cleaning out the big clean of the oven. It is, I think most people leave their oven to get into a very bad state before they clean it. So what I do is I wipe it down after every use or every few uses, and I never have to do a big wipe down then.
Top tip, I never
have to do a big clean.
Top tip for an instant bathroom clean, says Frances. She's got in touch to say, if there's no time to clean the bathroom, Laura, polish the chrome, flip the mats upside down. Always buy a bathroom mat that's reversible. The place will look instantly clean, even if you haven't lifted a finger. I've been doing it for 40 years.
Stunning. Francis. Sounds like an icon. And see, this is she clearly enjoys it as well. You don't keep doing things for 40 years unless you enjoy them. And I think that's what's to get into, is like, what makes an instant difference for you that makes you feel comfortable?
For me, it's carpets. As somebody who has kind of beige coloured carpets on the upstairs and on the stairs, and now I've put down white tiles, you know, in the whole downstairs of the house. I'm now thinking that my next treat purchase is going to have to be one of these hoovery type things, because like the thoughts now of having to do this twice a week between hoovering and mopping the whole lot to keep the floor shining, I think that's going to have to be my next investment to myself, is some kind of
I just use a combined one.
Robotic thing.
No, I can't. The robot ones, like there's no point where I am, because the carpet levels changes, but you can get vacuums that have basically a mop attached to them that you can throw the cloths into the washing machine afterwards. And it basically vacuums and mops at the same time. It's a breeze.
Oh God, where does one find
have
this?
Have a look at them. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, two in one job is definitely...
Yeah, no, they're great. They're brilliant. And you can switch the setting and then into your carpets. It's really good.
Simple as that. Listeners looking for advice about children's bedrooms. How do we do a quick fix on that?
The biggest thing with children's bedrooms is going to, obviously there's the toys and everything like that. If you're constantly picking things up, just get a big basket. Any of my friends, when I'm like, just get these, I send them a link to them. You can just throw everything into it. They're going to be tipped out anyway. But it's usually bed linen, like even just making the bed in a room and vacuuming in kids' bedrooms are usually the massive things, because there's a lot of like skin cells, hair, all of that that can have an odor, and you want that kids play on the floor. So I think sometimes it's not about your house looking perfect. I don't ever expect people to want to feel perfect. But it's more that it's practical and it gives an instant visual effect if you've like vacuumed, changed bed linen.
Just to go back to your extractors for a moment. This texter is suggesting, Laura, that the extractor fan is often cleaned perfectly in the dishwasher.
You can do it in the dishwasher, no problem. But some of them either don't have washable grates that can go in the dishwasher because they can't hack the heat. And then I have mesh ones, and the mesh comes apart on the frame. Like obviously I managed like about 60 properties at one stage. I got to really know extractors. And some of them aren't, like they can't hack it. So I would wash them on the top rack. But if you haven't washed them in a long time, the dishwasher is fine weekly. But if you're not washing them every week, I would make sure that you're doing a deep clean in a degreaser that's loosening that. Like that Brillo spray is perfect. You spray it, you can leave it, like eat into it and then wipe it down afterwards. But I would leave it soak for as long as possible.
Never use chemicals in your house, as this texture where you have pets, particularly cats. I learned the hard way. Vinegar and hot water is all you need. Another listener suggesting, very simply, Laura, it's just hot water and fairy liquid. But you think actually the products do matter?
It depends on what your intention is when you're cleaning. So like I do a lot in my books, I cover a lot of natural cleaning, cleaning with vinegar, cleaning with lemons, etc. Like cats hate lemons, you can't use them. You have to think about your home and what you want to do. If you think that you want your kitchen not to smell, you are not someone that's going to scrub, you're not someone that's going to clean, you'd love if there was a spray to do it. There's a timer, like promise on the side of the packaging, and that gets you to clean it. Do it. You know, don't think that you have to spend hours cleaning your home. I think that everybody should clean whatever way they want to. I think there's enough pressure on people in their home, especially women, on things that they, you know, you should be taking the long way, you should be doing this, etc. I think you need to think, what do I want at the end of this cleaning session? Do I want it to be short? Do I want it to be long? Do I want it to be degreased? Do I want it to look better? And then tailor towards that. Because I do a lot of natural cleaning, but there's instances where I'm going to use something that is really effective and really quick. And I used to have to always do that when I was cleaning properties for other people, like when we were doing development, because I was given 3 hours and I couldn't use things that I use here and there, or whatever, and I have to make sure that they've got a good promise on them, because otherwise you're relying on a product that's just not going to work.
Any tips on how to get hard watermarks off the shower glass?
Yeah, so what you should be doing every single time you get out of the shower, prevention is better than cure, with limescale. So limescale basically is when the minerals in the water separate. It's only ever done with hot water. That's why you don't get it in other areas of the home. So I'd be wiping it down every single time. If you want to go a natural way, you cut a lemon in half, you rub it against the glass and it will eat through the minerals, it break down the limescale. You can also use a limescale remover like the Brillo one. You can spray one of those on as well. If you've really thick limescale at the top of taps, you can spray it, or you can stick a lemon straight onto the top of the tap. You can use vinegar is quite good mixed with water as well. Again, it depends on how long you have to do it. Some things will take longer. You can also put either vinegar or lemon into a bowl of warm water and put your shower head into it, and you'll get an instant difference in your shower pressure if you're in a hard water area.
Yeah.
So like you can tackle most things whichever way you want. But what I hate to see is when people feel like shame around something in their home and they're just like, I don't want to take on this persona of like cleaning in a way that I don't like to clean. So it's how do you want to do it?
Do you know,
and then work backwards from there.
The white grout, when it starts to slightly discolour and you get that kind of a pink, lightly pink stain inside the shower.
That is actually a type of bacteria. I've written about this in Decor Galore. It's the same bacteria, I won't even try to pronounce it because it's Latin, that you, do you remember when religious statues were seen with tears of blood coming out of their eyes?
Yeah.
That's the exact same bacteria. So it's a mold, right. Actually. It's called pink mold. Yeah, it's so interesting. It's in Decor Galore, like more on it. But basically, it's the same kind of mold. It builds up in wet spaces. And also it's to do with kind of like the texture of the grout and what the grout is made out of. So what you want to be making sure there is that you're cleaning regularly, you're wiping down every single week. You don't have to scrub after every shower just to keep that mold at bay. But I often find like, don't throw out a toothbrush when you're finished with it, hold on for these kind of things. And then whatever your cleaner is, or bicarb is great at taking a colour out of grout, like staining out of it, you can just massage it into the grout and scrub it, and it does a really good job. But it's mainly keeping on top of wiping it down to stop an atmosphere for mold to thrive. Like mold needs food, so that would be like things that come off your body, your shower products, like your oil, all things like that. It also needs water, which will be from the shower anyway, and it needs to be undisturbed. So if you eliminate the undisturbing, you can basically get rid of that mold, and then you can.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good way to try and get over it. Laura, thanks a million for joining us in the program today. Laura DeBarra, Gaff Goddess there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.